Hi folks, Colin here, and this is my audio boo number 9. And if you're listening elsewhere other than within audio boo itself, perhaps you're listening either on the website or you're listening to this as a podcast via iTunes, then this audio boo is recorded and hosted by Audio Boo FM, and it's a means by which you can share your thoughts largely as an audio blog for a duration of up to 5 minutes free. Okay, and that's what I do. So audioboo.fm, bit of a promotion there. Anyway, what I'd like to talk about today is 5 key points to consider when choosing a new camcorder. Okay, now as many of you not associated with the Simply DV website will know, that's pretty much my specialism. And we're getting to that time of the year now where people are starting to think in terms of acquiring a new camcorder for, you know, spring and summer and so on. So what I thought I'd do is just outline the things that I think you might need to consider when looking to buy one. Okay, right now, the first thing is, what do you want it for? Well, you know, it's surprising how many people don't ask themselves that question. Do you just want it to grab those fun, you know, off-the-cuff moments with a small, easy-to-use video camera that you can put into your bag or into a pocket? Or do you want something a bit more sophisticated that you can shoot what we would say proper movies with? Think about this first, because that will affect your decision. What medium do you want? These days, tapes and discs are pretty much dead. Okay, we're looking at solid state memory. Now, the solid state memory can either be built into the camera, as it is in an increasing number of cases, or it can be with a memory card. Now, the most popular memory card by a long way is the SD, secure digital memory card, okay? And we have a number of variants of that. SDHC means SD high capacity, or even SDXC, which is extra high capacity, and that will take you up to 64 gigabytes of storage. And some camcorders have card memory slots, and they also have built-in memory within the camera as well, so you get a combination of the two, and that's really quite useful. In fact, that's becoming standard these days. Do you want to shoot standard definition or high definition? Well, let's be honest, standard definition is pretty much on the way out as well now. A lot of people have high def tellies, an increasing number of people are subscribing to HD TV services, so why not shoot HD video? It's cheap enough. Sound's really important, and I hate to say it, but sound is still the poor relation when it comes to shooting video, especially high definition video. The microphones on the top of camcorders or on the front of camcorders are still susceptible to wind noise. You can overcome this, but of course some people like to actually buy a separate microphone, slot it onto the accessory shoe on the top and record with that. You do need a camcorder that's got a microphone input, and you will need one with a little headphone output. Even if you're using iPod buds or MP3 player buds, you need to listen to it as you're recording, because you just don't know what you're getting unless you do. So sound is really important. And finally, are you looking to shoot serious video? Because if you are, then you really do need a camera with additional facilities. You need more control. You need those sound inputs. And you need to be able to take manual control over what you're doing in the camcorder when it's recording and when you're setting it up. So you might be, for instance, thinking about buying a high-definition camera. You might be thinking, therefore, about buying a camera that's that uses the AVCHD format, the Advanced Video Codec, for high definition. That's pretty much standard now. And of course, because it's near standard, that means a lot of manufacturers are creating models that use that format, and the prices are coming down. You can buy AVCHD for well less than 200 quid now. You don't have a huge number of features. You don't have the manual inputs like, you know, the microphone and headphone sockets that you do on the other models, but nevertheless you do get really good quality at a very low price. And you might then want to think about pulling your material into an editing program in order that you can chop it about, share it, upload it to YouTube, dump it to DVD and so on. So you need a camera that can do that, and of course you need PC or Apple Mac hardware that can sustain that as well. Okay, so that's a quick 5-step cook's tour to thinking about buying a camcorder, and I hope it helps. Meanwhile, thanks for listening, and I'll be back with another one soon.